Uncle?
Continue on.
I like it. Great. I said, well, no. I mean, it can't get any worse, can it?
I think maybe I stand on. What is it, your fourth Fifth Amendment? Whatever, one of them. You see, none of this has to be bad for you. Bad and good are misnomers. What you consider bad may be perfectly all right in Melanesia, Malaysia. I don't know where that other place was. Did I just say it?
That's a new one we're going to build.
Put it on your list.
Mark an X.
Al says there is one.
Thank you, Al. This is fun. Treat it that way. This is the greatest monopoly illusion game you ever got entangled in. And we don't have to do it like Donald Trump. We're going to give the world a format of business that's going to blow their minds. We're literally going to pay that young clerk who does your bookkeeping and can slit your throat by one coffee break that comes at the wrong time. We're going to pay them enough to make it worth their while to do it properly. We will have incentive systems, not unions, that says you're going to, no matter what you do. We're going to have pay for production and value. That means a man in a wheelchair. So what? He's still got a mind, and he's got hands. And if his hands don't work, he's still got a mind. And then if his mind doesn't work, that's when you have charity, not welfare. You let man be productive, and you give him self-esteem. And you let him have a nice home in which to dwell. God is abundance. I get incensed that ones think poverty is godliness.
Uncle?
Continue on. I like
it. Great. I said, well, no. I mean, it can't get any worse, can it?
I think maybe I stand on. What is it, your fourth?
Fifth Amendment?
Fifth, whatever, one of them. You see, none of this has to be bad for you. Bad and good are misnomers. What you consider bad may be perfectly all right in Melanesia, Malaysia. I don't know where that other place was. Did I just say
it? That's a new one we're going to build.
Put it on your list.
Mark an X.
Al says there is one.
Thank you, Al. This is fun. Treat it that way. This is the greatest monopoly illusion game you ever got entangled in. And we don't have to do it like Donald Trump. We're going to give the world a format of business that's going to blow their minds. We're literally going to pay that young clerk who does your bookkeeping and can slit your throat by one coffee break that comes at the wrong time. We're going to pay them enough to make it worth their while to do it properly. We will have incentive systems, not unions, that says you're going to, no matter what you do. We're going to have pay for production and value. That means a man in a wheelchair. So what? He's still got a mind. And he's got hands. And if his hands don't work, he's still got a mind. And then if his mind doesn't work, that's when you have charity, not welfare. You let man be productive. And you give him self-esteem. And you let him have a nice home in which to dwell. God is abundance. I get incensed that ones think poverty is godliness. God is abundance, friends. God is all there is. Would you offer yourself a hard seat for punishment? Because that is punishing God for having given you life. And when you offer me a seat when I show up, I hope it's soft. We have very sophisticated chairs aboard the craft. Would you give less to the image of God? Man has forgotten. And man has a lot of remembering to do. Man has been told all of these things to keep him humble, helpless, and under control. It's called power. It's called power. That's why there is no judgment day as such. As you think of it. That's why there is no hell as you think of it. Sometimes around here on a daily basis it's getting as bad as you're going to get it. Those are creations of men to control you through fear. Fear is the most damaging one emotion. It creates hate. It creates stagnation. It terrorizes and it incapacitates you. You're afraid to succeed. You're afraid to fail. But whichever you set out to do, you will accomplish. It works either way. And when the Bible speaks of the fear of God, the merciless God, the vengeful God, no. No. Your Father is not of those. Your Father is just. Mind you, I did not say fair, because you would probably perceive that he's unfair. But your source is total justice. What ye reap, ye shall sow. That's wrong too. Hats on good. My own punchline. I think it's if you sow it, you reap it.
So for you.
That's what's wrong. Thank you, John. That's what's wrong with man. He's trying to reap. All the wondrous things sowed from all the damaging things. He doesn't know what to do about it. A God-fearing man means respect of God. There are some terms that have been corrupted
well, almost all of your emotional terms, love has been corrupted. UH has been corrupted. I'm talking about definition. Lord God, Lord Jesus, Lord Michael. Somebody even referred to me as Lord Adam. I smile about that because that sounds very, very important, very loyal. We don't work like that. The term L-O-R-D means bringer of law, universal truth. That's what Lord Jesus did. He brought to you the way of truth. He brought the law of truth to earth. So you can go smile at yourself. Dorma's name by her own name is bringer of life, truth, bringer of the law. Man wants to turn it into something mystical, magic, manifestation is not magic. It is exactly what you're supposed to be able to do. You have forgotten. For you came as the creators. And you know what? You're going to do it again. You're going to create a factory that produces extruded metal parts. You're going to create a factory that produces compressed chips to burn in your cacalofin heaters, designed first by Nikola Tesla. Creators, pat yourself on the back, friends. You are universal creators and manifestors of truth. And it will be grown right up through, because as the masses see it is a better way, they'll come right along. They followed Hitler because they thought it was a better way. Unfortunately, the masses do not think. They react. And yet not one of you has to know how television works to enjoy watching it. And have you noticed that they even color the old films now? Because man prefers it in color. How many men on the face of this earth do you think know how those waves of vibration which end up color get to your set? Who cares? You turn it on and you complain if the picture's not perfect. You give man a better way, he will follow. All the preaching in the world will not do it. He will throw you out. If it appears to be magic, he will throw you out or burn you at a stake. We've done a little of that too. Some of us really have had a lot of hot books. But everybody gets a little bit smarter. So you get a little bit more careful at how you present it to the world. You give them something they can relate to. You don't give them lectures at first. You give them something they can relate to. And you show them a better way. And eventually, they will trample the opposition, getting to the truth. More than that, the opposition will swing around first because there's greed in the world. Well, those ones will not make it. Not without a lot of attitude adjustments. Because they're not going to like it. Their egos cannot stand it. Why does man have to have a 40-room mansion when he can only live in one room? Or 7 Rolls Royces when he can only drive one? It's fine that he has the best, if his purposes are correct. And you see, when one cannot really obtain by greed, they'll probably try to take their leave. Or they too will see that it is a better way, and they'll pitch in and help you. But the masses, friends, will just come along because their souls are hungry for it. They're really tired of their children killing each other in the streets of Los Angeles, where the innocent babies are being killed by stray bullets at Christmas time. Man's heart is bursting with it. Yes, there will be ones who effort at stopping you, but it'll get lessing, lessing and lessing. Pardon me while I move her a little bit. I forget her. And then when she comes back, she can't move. Everything's gone to death. She can't sleep. Man's sick of violence, and yet he thrives on it. Television doesn't hurt the children. Oh my. The words in rock music, what you're calling your devil heavy metal, it is worse than pure poison. The noise, the beat of the music is mesmerizing. And you get the conscious mind set aside and the words are poured in like poison. These things will get worse and worse and worse. Prepare for it. Man is sick of it. He is clamoring to save his life and his soul. And yet, the darkness is not going down without a fight. AIDS, homosexuality, and I'm talking about homosexual behavior. I'm not talking about hormone imbalance. Do you know what that relationship is called in your legal books? Sodomy. Where do you think it comes from, friends? Do any of you remember Sodom and Gomorrah?
Mm-hmm.
It's in the Bible.
It's in the Bible.
That's what it means. These are the sequence signs to witness. Before the final destruction of those places, man degraded himself. And there was a separation of the light from those places. And they brought destruction upon themselves. I am not here to judge good or bad, right or wrong.
It just won't get you back to your Father God. And yet everyone has the right of choice. If that's what you want to do, do it. But if you want to get back to Father God, I suggest you not do it. That isn't the road. That is not the way of the Master. And man is living a lie if he believes it. And all the temptation, all the temptations. You see, you can take a lie and you can get out there and talk about it enough and carry your placards. Equal rights. I don't see many heterosexuals out there with the placards for equal rights. Who cares whether it's right or wrong? And you cannot quote the Bible to these ones that say it's sinful. I don't know what sin is. I'm sorry. That is a word we don't have. There are many moral and ethical points that we consider universal law. However, I do not judge your morals. I don't care. Not my business. But if your actions interfere with the actions of your brother, you have no right to do it. As long as it affects only yourself, do whatever you like. But your brother has equal rights, and if he doesn't like it, you have no right to force him. And that's when perfection comes to a system, is when nothing is done by force. One simply acts so that it does not offend or damage the brother or any of God's creatures, including the earth. Many of the creatures were put on this place, especially in these latter years, for your survival. You are human, dense, musculared energies, houses. You need that to survive until you evolve enough into your fineness that you do not need them. But to go and kill of the animals for the sport will eventually cause you to have to reap that in your heart. Hunting, like anything else, with reverence for those animals that are sacrificed for your needs, is part of life. Just for the sport of watching it die is unbelievably cruel. It does not make man great, it makes man very, very small. How much more can your war be where you're shooting your brother? And yet, you have to have defense, don't you? So always there is the growing up through. But you don't need 500,000 times the bullet to kill a man. He can only die once. But your economy cannot survive without the money inputted into these toys of war. and I honor your ones who will stand ready to defend you. There'll come a time when that's obsolete. Always your depressions have been altered, unfortunately, by war. This time it will be unacceptable. A war will not help your economy, it will annihilate you. You have the ability already. Our efforts here are at getting the land that is arable. This is a rapidly growing little community, well chosen, has been preserved for this purpose. And yet, it is growing so rapidly that we really have to watch it. They want to build condominiums and commercial buildings right in the middle of the fields. There is an abundance of water, but not great abundance. Enough to grow crops. And you're going to need it because it can be pumped instead of coming through your viaduct system. So we're negotiating for all the orchard land and all of the arable land that we can get under our control so that it will not be built improperly. Housing can be built most advantageously against mountainsides in dome structures. If I could get you to build half of it into the mountainside, I would do it for your protection. The winds will come at 150 miles an hour steady, day after day. Everything you build will have to be built against that knowledge.
They wanted to preempt it because he had not put it on the market, so they preempted that corporation. But they let it drop. They didn't know how to handle it. And so he made a new version, which he said is smaller and better, which I've never seen. And so that's the one that we could still pick up if we wanted to.
We're returned, Commander.
Very good. So am I. I'm just scanning the household. I'm going to mention some names. Okay. What about your radio speaker, your intercom?
The light's on. It's on a little bit, but not turned down.
Well, don't make it too loud.
Is Hatan in the light?
Yes, thank you. I'm trying to make sure we're all in the light. It's always fun to watch the ones who surveyed you. Day after day after day, it's just boring, and the minute we interrupt or interfere with their system, it takes them a while to even realize it. And it is fun to watch them. But we've gotten some very good workers, friends, from the ones who practice the surveillance. Mm-hmm. And we accept that. And we have some that come with a little bit of dark fragments every now and then because they've become pretty sophisticated in their meditations and things, and forget what's really important, and that's to watch what clings. We work with very clever enemies. When we talk about your gas extenders, or what do you call it, enhancers, performance enhancers, you're going to need that to a certain extent. Let me tell you what will happen to your fuel. You stand at all times, of course, with what goes on in the Middle East and the Persian Gulf, to have that situation such that it gets shut down at some point. I foresee that there will be a little period of touch and go at peace, but you're really having an incredible situation arising in Israel and the Palestinians. So that must always be kept uppermost. I don't judge one ethnic, creed, whatever, from another. But there's a lot of unjust things that go on in your place. And you would call these ones heathens or whatever. Well, they have a right to their belief also. And basically, you cannot struggle with these ones, such as the Palestinians, the Lebanese, the Syrians would be another good one. You see, they have no fear of death. Not really. When it comes right to the physical form dying, they don't like it, but they fear the physical transition, just the same as you want. You perceive that there is something better on the other side, but there is always the fear of the pain of the transition. That's what frightens you, the unknown. What kind of deterrent do you have in dealing with terrorists who feel very much like the kamikaze pilots of the Japanese? It is a great honor to die, and you go to something much more magnificent if you cast aside the earthly body. It was the same with the samurai. Somewhere man lost his touch with his God, that knowingness that you go elsewhere and you continue to grow. This is why you'll have great leaders coming forth upon the place at this time, the Sathya Sai Babas, for instance, coming from Babaji. Their thrust is not going to be the same as a Jesus Isu or a Neton or a Germain. We have a world to build, a transition to build, and this turns out to be the gifted place. However, as I have said before, if it cannot be created and brought to fruition here, which I no longer have to use if, I can see that it will. I believe now, more importantly, and the real crux of the matter is that you can see that it will. For if you could not have been brought into enough vision to realize that which you're capable of bringing forth, this would have been transferred almost in total to Brazil. There will be the sample city, if you will. I don't know how Jerusalem and Tehachapi, you probably have every letter of your alphabet in those two words. So don't try to compare apples and oranges. But this is where the examples, the leadership will come from. The difference in the education will teach their children how to feel worthwhile without drugs and without alcohol. We'll let them be productive in something they want to do, and that's modern electronics. when they stop playing with the toy pistols, they're going to have a tendency to want to pick up the ray guns because that's the way to pierce in Star Wars. Well, there are those conflicts out in the cosmos. I would not lie to you and tell you all is perfection in the universe. Of course it isn't. It isn't in yours. It's absurd to think that there are not other places in God's universe. How totally, ironically egotistical of man on earth to think he's it. He's one of the lower its. That's what it's about. Much of the unmanageable energies in the cosmos, when they got to be too big a problem, you see, are put elsewhere. And just like the British did with Australia and the criminal element, a lot of very dark, unmanageable energies were brought to the prison of Earth. You can't get off here. You can send your spacecraft out there for a little way. Oh, precious brothers, you can't even make it past the moon. Unfortunately, until the transition for you ones, you won't. A lot of the cosmos, a lot of your cosmic brothers don't want you out there until you grow up. You're dangerous. Your lights about have flickered out. A lot of that element of energy was brought to this place. And now it will be able to grow up through that. And we're going to need all of the special new equipment that allows us to function if the Middle East shuts it down. You see, what's happened is you have a glut of oil. You're not even producing very much in your domestic fields. You can see what they've done to Texas. Why would you even bother when on every barrel of oil imported, the oil company is getting a subsidy of, what is it, Oberly? $75 or $1.75?
No, it's more than that.
But it is today.
Yes, several years ago it was $1.75.
That's on every barrel of oil imported. Doesn't matter. Subsidy.
To whom?
To the oil companies. To the oil companies. They have no incentive for domestic production. And what they can do when the price of oil is down and Big Brother create some laws, they withdraw their research and development. The one who controls your energy source controls the world, basically. That's money and fuel. That gives you electricity and motivation, mobility.
What about all these oil wells down here in Bakersfield?
Oh, they're pumping. But they're just pumping.
They've got oil refineries too, you
know. Oh, yes. And you're having domestic production. But they're not increasing it.
No, well, a lot of them are shut off. That weren't shut off with all that. They're not working now.
There is more oil stored than you can imagine.
Do you want a discourse on Canadian oil at this point?
Oh, I would like that, yes. I like sharing.
What's the story?
All right. This relates to Jake Pucelle.
Mm-hmm.
One of the pumps of this inventor, Pucelle, is a so-called downhole pump for, you know, if you think in terms of light oil, by the oil they have around here, viscosity being quite quite light. As you know, in Bakersfield, however, you've got some oil that's just this side of tar and viscosity. This pump can pump that without any problem. This pump can also pump some of the, especially wells in borderline areas, and I'll explain by meaning that, in the, such as in Canada. There is light oil in Canada, but there's also vast amounts of heavy oil, and oil that's under 2,000 feet of frozen tundra. As a matter of fact, one of the largest corporations in the world, on the basis of Jake's pump, made a survey. Took them several months, and Jake didn't know what they were doing. And they came back, they had a stack of papers that big, and the bottom line was that Canada has deposits seven times that of the Arabs, but of this kind of oil. And Jake's pump is the only pump that can handle that oil in all ramifications, because if it sands in, the current pumps, for instance, made by the Rita, R-E-D-A people, are destroyed immediately. Now we're talking pumps that cost $60,000 to $200,000 a piece, mm-hmm. cost $50,000 to put in and take out. So we're talking big money. This pump doesn't care if it sees sand up to a certain size. It doesn't care if it's looking at first oil and then gas or then water. It'll pump it all without any hesitation. So the consequence is this, I'm not permitted to mention the name of this corporation, but you can almost guess it. It's a multi-billion dollar worldwide corporation with headquarters in Greenwich, England. Got it?
No, we didn't know that at all.
Yeah. They have worked with the Canadians government. The Canadian government is so excited that they're ready to put up 70% of the money to get this thing started. The only problem at this point in time is that this big corporation, instead of a joint venture, which they agreed upon as a preliminary, they now see the tremendous capability of this thing just in Canadian oil alone. They now want to buy Jake out, and Jake says, no, sir, I won't do it. So that's one of the things I wanted to present. Mm-hmm. We have an opportunity here to step into this breach. And
could do Hutan protect us?
Say again?
Yes.
Could Hutan protect us?
I already have.
I will say that Jake's dealing in pumps and turbines, and I'm not talking just his downhole pumps.
Yes, and he doesn't even know how far he's going.
That's right.
You see, at some point, we would use that technology of the bladeless pump.
Exactly.
To pump electricity.
That's right. And turbines. It's reversible.
Well, yes, but I'm still talking. I'm talking about the flinging off.
Yeah. Geothermal. He's had them in the ground for geothermal purposes. He's got a new one being started up in Nevada. He had a multi-million dollar contract with the Navy out of Fallon, Nevada, for the Naval Air Station up there, when his company was taken over by the Mafia and threw him out, and they couldn't handle it, so the whole thing was dropped. Anyhow, that's the nature of this pump, and that's the Canadian oil story. I'm off.
Well, you're not off, and I'm glad that you have brought it up. Jake is a major, major player. He will be. He doesn't know it yet, but he senses it. But he must be careful. Jake has a negative attitude that can get him killed, dead. He has a bit of an ego. But more than that, he wants to share and show. You know, let's put 50% sand in this fuel or this crude oil and let you feel it. Then watch me pump it. And one steel information, and because Nikola Tesla designed it originally, it's very hard to have patents
But you see, most of the greed of the big boys prevents them even utilizing something like this. So much obsolescence is built in of necessity for almost everything, that if you have a good workable product, the competition will keep you out of the market. Dorma about had a breakdown. Larry, do you remember in the middle of the night calling back and forth about the pulse pump as an artificial heart?
Yes, yes, I do.
It's been done now.
Has it really?
And she was incensed, and it was done very near San Diego.
Huh, that's interesting.
A very small thing. If you recall, the two of you were working on that.
Yep.
As was Paul. And back and forth about whether or not you need a pulse and this sort of thing.
Yep.
Well, it's been done.
That's fascinating, because I used to contemplate. I read about it. I must have read about it. The thing I was concerned about was, do we need a... Our heart goes like this, you know, pump, pump, pump. Do we need that? Can we stand the steady pressure? And by heavens, I did read about it.
Yes.